Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Carscadden here at Christian Center Shreveport doing our daily podcast once again here from Louisiana. So glad you've joined us. We're releasing our 5784 prophetic word. And today we're going to get into some serious issues about some chaos and calamity that the Lord showed and then how we navigate through it. That's the most important part of it. All right, let's listen in. Have much chaos and calamity planned for this year, but the Lord also has a plan that's greater than the plan of the enemy, and we have to participate with it. It's not going to just happen. Oh, good, God's going to protect us. No, we have to partner with Him. Well, welcome. It's Tuesday. It's the third day of October 2023. Like I said yesterday, we're in a new calendar year. Calendar month on the Gregorian calendar. We're also here. Coming on the heels of Feast of Tabernacles. Now, as we share this word about the coming year, I'm not here to say we are the only ones that have a word. The internet's littered with people who've got word for next year, which is good. God's speaking. I'm trying to tap in. I've been kind of avoiding listening to everybody's words prior to mine because I didn't want to be affected by that. I wanted to hear what the Lord spoke to me, and then there's been a couple of them I've checked out, and they actually bring real good confirmations to me on some of the issues the Lord showed me. And, you know, sometimes God shows me things that I don't want to see that's coming, and people don't really get excited about those words. They want the fruitful, prosperous words, which I do too. But there's warnings that are just as important to me. If we'll heed the warnings of the Lord, then we will be prosperous and we will do well. If we don't, we'll come under the attack of the enemy and don't know what to do. Now, Lord told me to play that song by Don Potter there about the shield of faith and the armor of God, and we're going to need that this year more than ever before. I mean, I think that's true of any year, but especially this year, I believe with all my heart. And it's going to be one of the most difficult for those who want to see justice and yet are unwilling to pay the price to speak out and stand. Now, I'm asking for more boldness. My friend Pastor Regis Richard, he had an encounter with an angel of boldness being released right now. Acts chapter 4, after they were persecuted, they began to share their word with new boldness. We want to do that. And I want to say this, when you ask for justice and you cry out for it, but yet you don't want to pay a price for it. In other words, you want somebody else to be out on the forefront. I remember once we were dealing with I was at a conference, we were dealing with a basilisk spirit, which is, that's out of the book of Job, and there's something about Leviathan's a better word for it. Anyway. And we did this whole conference, and it came at the end. It's like, okay, now we're going to pray. And so the leader said, okay, Tim, you lead the prayer. You get out in front. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. You know, I said, there's some real powerful prophets and people here. Why am I out in front? And there always has to be point people in a war, in a battle, right? The first troops to go in. I just didn't want to be a part of it. And anyway, we all did as a team. It ended up being really good. And we actually had breakthrough. We really saw the Lord's armor come up and stop the plans of the enemy through that encounter. And that was a high-level conference. It wasn't for just normal people. I shouldn't say normal people. It wasn't for just a congregation-type setting. It was for prophets and apostles and leaders who will be part of the governance of God. Anyway, well, we see this when we see the injustice in the land, and you're screaming at your television. You're screaming at social media, but what are you doing to stand? And that's what the Lord showed me. The Lord's armor of Ephesians 6 will be needed more this year, he said, than in any other time in our generation. And you're going to find resistance, and you're going to have to do this thing this year, the Lord show me. You can't just say, I'm in warfare and I have the armor of God on. You're going to have to see it manifested, the shield of faith, you know, the sword of the Spirit, peace, the preparation of peace on your shoes. You're going to have to experience them, and they are going to be experienced this year. And after you take on this full armor, the word says there in Ephesians 6, then you can resist the evil one in that evil day. If you've done all you know to do, you'll stand firm. So this armor this year is for standing, and we're going to need to be. I don't want anybody to suffer because they didn't have their armor on, and they got out there and tried to fight without it. And the Lord said to me, the enemies will try to use this to place fear in the real hearts of the warriors, that there's going to be casualties. So right now, when you look at the world, when we go to war, America especially, when we go to war, we want to go in with no casualties. So we fight air wars, and we don't want to put troops on the ground because we know there'll be casualties. Well, there's a time in the spirit that when you start marching, there are casualties. Any army will, anybody will tell you that. They estimate in Ukraine already. I'll say this to you. In the Vietnam War, America lost some 50,000 people died, soldiers died during the war. That was a 10-year war at least. In Ukraine, in almost a year and a half, getting closer, about a year and three quarters, they've lost upwards of 70,000 men and women so far. That's a lot of casualties. We want to be in the armor of the Lord. And the thing the Lord kept telling me, though, throughout, as I was seeing this battle come and standing up for justice, he said, fear not. Don't be troubled. And I want to say this to you. The peace that he gives us is going to overwhelm us, and your heart won't be troubled when you have his peace. When you don't have his peace, trouble will come upon your heart, anxiety, stress. So just let that be an indicator. I'm not walking the peace. As we always say, peace is the potting soil of revelation. So you need to be in that place. So in this coming battle, I saw the angel of the Lord in this little vision. And I saw, like, when Joshua asked him, you know, who are you for? Are you for us, against us? And the fact is, we have to choose this day whom we're going to serve. And we have to understand this. The Lord said to me, stay in your tribes, but there will be those, many of them, your tribes, your families, your ministries, that nobody will stand with you. But even if you are alone, the Lord with you is enough. So this is a valley of decision this year. The Lord showed me that we're going to be challenged to, in a sense, be willing to stand. So, you know, if I see abortions wrong in my nation and I don't do anything to stand, I don't go pray. I don't go stand in my Supreme Court. If I don't get involved with pro-life movement, well, guess what? I'm barking dog at home. I'm not doing anything in the streets. I got to get engaged. So this is a valley of decision. Where are you going to be? If you put on the armor of God and walk in the peace of God, you will be fine. Now, here's a more serious word. Chaos and calamity is what I titled this word, because that's what I saw. God didn't say, okay, this is a chaos, calamity word. It's just what I saw, so I put a title to it. And it's going to be one of the most wildest years of chaos I've ever seen in calamity. I'm going to give you a dream my wife had, Susan. About a month ago, she was in Belgium, in Europe, and all of a sudden, the economic system started breaking down in Europe and in Belgium. And the people who were dependent upon the government for subsidies, for monies, for, you know, everything that they do, they were, in a sense, their mother nursing them was the government. We saw these people, all of a sudden they couldn't give them what they wanted. And they began to become angry and started protesting. And the next thing you know, they were mad because they weren't getting their what they wanted, their money, their provision from the governments. And they were very upset because it wasn't coming to them. They weren't getting free checks anymore. And then she saw a nuclear bomb go off. Now, I don't believe it's a natural bomb. I believe it was a spiritual picture. Belgium is the capital of the EU. And nuclear means it's going to explode. It's going to mushroom to other places. And I believe if you'll watch this coming season, watch the EU and the economic world structures that they're in, that they're going to begin to fall. And that's what the Lord showed me. I had the vision of you're going to see this in world structures. They're going to collapse before our very eyes, like a house of cards is what he showed me. But anyway, the Lord clearly spoke to me. He said, the world will manifest a state of utter confusion and disorder. So get ready. This is not where we're to be. So now that you know ahead of time, when you see the confusion and when you see the calamity, and when you see all those things, guess what? You knew it was going to happen. And the Lord's going to be with you. The wicked have gambled, the Lord showed me, and risked, now get this, risked others' investments with no conscience. So this is where a real warning comes to us about where we put our resources. The trust in the wisdom of the world's brilliance will be brought to its knees, is what he said to me. So this is a year to really know about your investments, and I'll get some more clarity to that here in a second. Because they're not going to treat your money, your resources, your whatever, your businesses, your livelihood with any conscience. They're going to be out for themselves, and they're going to survive. They're going to try to survive themselves. We've had that happen in America, where people lost their entire inheritances, their entire retirements, because somebody didn't care or have conscience concerning it, and they risked everybody else's investments. You know, we've seen runs on banks and stocks and so forth. So here's what's going to happen. The Lord said to me, the reverse effect will occur to those who are seeking the Lord. They're going to be joined together in effort, and will have clarity and order instead of chaos and calamity. Come on, clarity and order rather than chaos and calamity. I want that one. And the Lord showed me these kingdom structures, and we spoke on that this Sunday. These structures, they're going to withstand the shaking. And I saw the enemy's table, that's Psalms 23, says he'll prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. We're going to actually eat the spoils of victory, and the enemy's going to serve us. Oh, I don't know if that's biblical, brother. Well, remember when they rebuilt the wall and the king commanded the world to pay for it? It's in the Bible. There you go. We can quote that. We can declare that. Now, I want you to get this. The normal ways of investments, the normal ways of doing things in the earth for increase, the Lord said this coming year that it's not going to work as much. I think it's going to work some, but it's not going to work like it has in the past seasons. And then he said this, Proverbs 8:12, I, wisdom, dwell in with prudence, and I find knowledge of witty inventions. And then he gave me 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The Lord would say, ask for wisdom, and he will release it generously. He will not look down on your lack of wisdom that has caused your failures, but he will overwhelm your failures with his generous grace as the hand will open to you. James 1, verse 5. Any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. So this is a time you better ask for wisdom. Very important to understand that. Revelation talks about that. It says it's wisdom to have understanding of the numbers of the Antichrist, 666, you know, that whole thing. Because that's the economic system. The mark of the beast is all economic, buy, sell, or trade. And we are about to move into a new realm of how that looks. And I keep seeing this. We're going to have, in a sense, our own provision. And I don't want to say economy, that's a big word, but we'll have an ecosystem in the spirit where God will show us how to be ahead of what the enemy's doing, the Antichrist spirit's doing. And when we don't take the mark that the enemy wants to have on everybody, we'll have the mark of the Lord on our forehead. And therefore, we can go to God's way to buy, sell, and trade. And we won't have to look to the world. Woo, this is good. Chaos and calamity is coming. But the reverse for the hungry, ones who are seeking God, clarity for the future. Clarity is going to be your portion. You want that? And the order of God will be in your life. Father, I pray for everybody. This is a serious word. Lord, in the valley of decision, Lord, we don't want to make a mistake. We want to wear that armor. And Lord, we want to take a stand for justice, but knowing that you are our protection and your word is in our hand. And we go forward into battle with you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, do that. Protect our homes, protect our ministries, our cities, our nations from this coming calamity. Because you are our sword and our shield. All right. Blessings. We'll keep building on this tomorrow. God bless you. Well, thanks for listening each and every day as we're sharing our prophetic word for the coming 5784 year, biblical year. And I pray that these are encouraging words to you. Please check out all our platforms because we'll be talking about this. We're also going to be ramping up our ministry online, our live streams at noon. Get ready in the days ahead. We're going to probably be shifting a little bit and talking about more controversial issues that we can't talk about on some platforms, and we'll switch to a platform called Rumble. Don't forget, you can find us there. Just type in Christian Center Shreveport, and please subscribe. We need to get our subscription up on that channel. All right, God bless you. Thank you for sowing. You can do that on our app or on our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. All right, see you tomorrow.